I'm Tyler, and you're listening to Worst Boys Guild on 91.5 WMSM. What's up? As I said a minute ago, I'm Tyler, 91.5 Medford, WMFM Medford. Worst Boys Guild is back for another week, still hanging in there, still clinging to an hour of precious radio time every week. And today's Valentine's Day. That's the obvious thing I'm supposed to say on a radio show. If I sound winded, it's because I am. I left my wallet at home this morning and had to sprint home, get it, come back, which is not fun for me. But it happened. I'm here. I am excited for some radio. I feel obligated to play love songs, and despite that obligation, I still don't know if I'm going to do it. Because I also feel obligated to, like, do everybody a solid who doesn't want to hear only love songs all day. I'm also just looking through. So, I believe that the Super Bowl is, like, the Friends version of Valentine's Day, and that, like, you don't want to be alone on the Super Bowl. Platonically, it's a symbol of not having friends. Just like being alone on Valentine's Day is a symbol of not having a romantic interest. I know that's a really brutal way of phrasing that take, but the Super Bowl is a Friends version of Valentine's Day, which makes it really challenging that they were back-to-back this year. I left my wallet at home because it was buried in a bag of Super Bowl party snacks that I had provided for my friends. No, I was not alone on the Super Bowl. Yes, I have friends. So it's a lot. It's chaotic. I celebrated Valentine's Day over the weekend with my medium distance girlfriend. She was in town. Now that it's a Monday and she has class, she's not in town. You know how that goes. So it was just like a lot. And now that it's actual Valentine's Day, I get to be in the chill, cool position that I feel very superior about, where, like, I do have a girlfriend, but I'm also, like, not scrambling to do the whole Valentine's Day date thing. Gonna write a little letter, place a little phone call, and try to catch up on homework. I'm very behind on homework. Anyways, that's my life. I love just giving people updates on my life. Big news this morning. Tony Monaco has announced his resignation. I really wish I had, like, a sound effects board right now. You know, like, so I could do, like, a funky sound effect. Like an air horn. I want an air horn. Tony Monaco announces resignation. Pew, pew, pew. You know. So we'll see. But what's happening? I'm setting up the computer for the show. But I don't have a soundboard, so just fill in the air horn noises yourself. Yeah, big Tufts news. I didn't realize how long he'd been here, but 12 years apparently. So I don't know if he's retiring or going somewhere else or what. I didn't get to read the whole email on account of my life is a mess. And I've been running all over the place this morning. Yeah, feel free to call in and give your thoughts about Tony Monaco. I don't have any thoughts about Tony Monaco. I've been going here for 4 years, and I still don't, like, really have specific opinions about him. Besides that, like, yes, his name is Tony Monaco, and he's the president of our university, and I love his little Valley Girl accent. If you are Tony Monaco, please call in so everybody can hear the way that you talk, because I think it's really, really nice. I really like it. But I hope he goes on to do great things. And look at all the new buildings he built while he was here. Not dorms. No dorms, really. But the SEC and the Cummings Center. So, money moves. Money moves. Built one of Medford's finest new bar mitzvah venues, the Cummings Center. It's 11:11. Make a wish. Make sure it's romance related, because today's Valentine's Day. You're not allowed to think or talk about anything else. And enjoy a song from the first playlist that my girlfriend made me, that I really enjoy. If I can get the... Yes. All right, here it is.
My color, you know that was my favorite one. Reminded me of summer, tangled up in covers, can't enjoy the morning sun. You came without a warning. I should have seen the caution signs. Disrupted all the peace and brought me to my knees. And now you never leave my mind. You got so good at scheming. Soured my tangerine dreaming. Keep on repeating. Roses are red, and I wish I could see them bloom. But all I see is orange hues, and all I do is think of you. Now you're stuck in my head, and I wish I could sing the blues. But all I hear are orange tunes, and all I do is think of you, think of you. Now you got this smile on your face, when you should be ashamed. You can't replace, no, you won't erase the colors that fade. Can't see, can't sleep in monochrome. Can't love, can't grow in copper tone. The blues and greens deserve a home. What about them? Roses are red, and I wish I could see them bloom. But all I see is orange hues, and all I do is think of you. Now you're stuck in my head, and I wish I could sing the blues. With my tangerine dreaming, keep on repeating. Roses are red, and I wish I could see them bloom. But all I see is orange hues, and all I do is think of you. Now you're stuck in my head, and I wish I could sing the blues. But all I hear are orange tones, and all I do is think of you.
touch the bump on your wrist you were born with. Watching you trying to push away. It hurts when you see it coming. You're too proud to tell me that you can. Watching you trying to push away. It hurts when you see it coming. Never use your words to show you care. I think you know it. Too cool to show it. Babe, you're so good. You're too good to be true. I think you know it. Too cool to show it. Babe, you're so good. You're too good to be true. Through the way that I sit and start to pick at the rips in my Nikes. You quote Tom York and lean in for a quick kiss, but still you just won't admit that you like me. Watching you lower both your eyes, it hurts when you know it's over. Still too stubborn to show that you can. Watching you lower both your eyes, it hurts when you know it's over. I feel like you never really cared. I think you know it. Too cool to show.
Alright, so that was Orange by Clay and Too Good by Arlo Parks. I don't really know what direction I'm taking this show in, but I think I'm going to play the acoustic version of Pink Light by Sir Baby Girl. And speaking into existence now, I will expertly mute out the one curse word in it, and it's going to be incredible. I'm a great DJ. Here it is.
I smoke too much for a non-smoker. I smoke too much. It's like I'm choking over and over again on every last fallen friend. I smoke too much.
Okay, so clearly I didn't stick to the love songs thing. One fun fact about me is that I actually, if I could teach an ex-college class, it would be on breakup songs. I had like a running bit with my friend since freshman fall up until we ran out of time to teach an ex-college class, where I tried to cajole her into teaching a whole class on breakup songs. I love a breakup song, and I'm an English major. She's a double English and women's studies major. It would have been great. So sorry to the world for not being able to cajole Izzy successfully. I gave it my best for 3 years. Anyways, so breakup songs are coming, but these are pretty much all from playlists that my girlfriend and I have made each other, which makes them still, to me, still Valentine's songs. And you guys are all just along for the ride. Here's a specific live version of our song by Radiator Hospital that I found on YouTube that is not available on streaming, but it's really great. Ooh, once it downloads from iCloud Drive, I thought I could just like open it, but let's see. iCloud is weird. Don't store music in iCloud Drive. Don't be like me. I really want to make my own streaming server, so maybe that'll happen this semester. Anyways, now here it is.
Dreaming of the last time that you said you wanted to dance. Now you don't ask me anymore. Maybe you're just tired when you get home from work. And maybe you'd rather be dancing with someone else. Cause every time he calls you, I can hear a change in your breath. Your voice is hushed. Maybe you're just tired of straining your throat. And maybe there's something you don't want me to hear. But you won't get off that easy. No, don't say you love me. You know you don't. And if you're thinking that we're through, I won't hold it against you. You know. Me, I can hear the gods call my name. Yeah, I feel pretty for once, but I can feel the weight of your heart. It's making me more tired every day.
Feel the dirty water parting now. Pull still get patted down. No more packing vans, just packing loud. I miss Charlie, so I tucked my shirt in. Peaked with Tawny, now I'm calling it quits. Let me in, if just to lay me out. Saying something when I'm turned around. Attention, this is so important. What was I trying to say to you, Nick? I can't remember.
So not this last song, but the one before, the Radiator Hospital one. Genuinely one of my favorites of all time. Sad that it's not available on streaming. Sometimes I just go over to my little iPhone files section. I found that version and was learning to play it on guitar because I liked it already. And then it was like, our song, guitar. How do I do it? And found the live version, which is much better. So, I'm glad I could broadcast it on the radio. I think everybody should hear it. Let's do a PSA. This one's kind of bumming me out in a vague existential way, but remember your childhood memories when you discovered the magic of nature, like looking up at the stars or chasing fireflies? Help ensure your child gets those same experiences. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest or park near you. And discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org. It's less that I didn't have those experiences and more that in this particular moment, you guys can probably hear it, there's just like really loud road work going on right outside the building. And it's making me sad to read about the forest, because I would love to go to the forest right now instead of hearing asphalt scraping sounds nonstop. Anyways, you know, it is what it is. Here's Pete Yorn. I'm gonna play more like really manly music. I've made a lot of playlists for my girlfriend, but two of them have been just like my gross like male music, and that's kind of where I'm at this morning. So here's some Pete Yorn. Enjoy.
So joke. I sent a bottle of whiskey in as you choked. You said it made you feel dirty.
Waiting over here, the life to begin.
for somewhere sweet. Should I boy, I am weak. Got a crush on tragedy. Oh, here I go, a casualty, hanging off from the balcony. Oh, here I go, making a scene. Oh, here I am, your pain machine. I am a lot like you. I am alone like you. I am a lot like you. I am alone 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 like you.
So something about me is that kind of just charged into this song, not really remembering what it sounded like, and it's so fine. I love San Francisco. It's so fine. So we're probably not going to make it to this entire song, guys. And also, here I am talking over it, but you know, it is what it is.
A casualty, hanging off from the balcony. Oh, here I go, making a scene. Oh, here I am, your pain machine. I am a lot like you. I am alone like you. I am a lot like you. I am alone like you. I am a lot like you. I am alone like you. I am a lot like you. I am alone like you. Boys.
Yeah, sorry guys, that was misguided. Because I also want to talk about the Super Bowl halftime show, and I don't have very much time left. And I want time for people to call in with opinions, if you have strong opinions. I thought it was nice. My friend pointed out that there were so many people in the halftime show, it was like there was no halftime show. Like, I already thought that five was a lot. When they promoted the show, they said there'd be five people: Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, Mary J. Blige, Eminem, and Kendrick Lamar. And I was like, that's a lot of people. And then they kind of just let 50 Cent join, too, by surprise. Like, 50 Cent was not in any of the promo material, not mentioned in the promo materials for the halftime show. But then he was there. He was upside down, which really gave the energy of him having, like, stowed away in the set, like, in the stage, and just kind of, like, peeked out to sing half of one song, as they each did. I think Snoop and Dr. Dre were, like, the centerpieces, so they both got to sing twice. But everybody else sang one half of one of their songs, so it truly was, like, there were so many people in the show that nobody was in the show. But I think they did fantastic. I think that Eminem did not fit in, but neither did Mary J. Blige. Like, it would be one thing if they had also identified six people who were, like, really united by sound and genre. And they just, like, didn't. Like, this was just them being like, oh, shoot, we haven't done, like, a... Like, this feels like the Super Bowl halftime organizer's idea of, like, an urban show, you know? They're like, oh man, Beyonce's show was quite a while, wasn't it? And also we gave half of that one to Coldplay for them to do, like, their newer music that nobody really wanted to hear. And so they're like, the last time was, like, Beyonce got half of a show. The last time we did, like, a black or rap or R&B. Like, Beyonce's not even rap or R&B. It's just pop. So it feels as though they noticed the lopsidedness in representation and decided to just throw, like, every artist out there that they thought would, like, give their, like, again, like, what they think of as, like, urban music. It was odd. The lineup was odd to me. The production value felt a little lower than other shows, probably because they had to split their budget up six ways. But all the musicians did great. I don't know. Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre really held it together. They did a great job as, you know, co-leads. It's a halftime show supposed to be two people total, and instead we have two people ringleading for like a larger six. It was fine. It was just odd. I was in the middle of a Super Bowl party, so I also wasn't paying the most attention. And if any of my opinions feel wrong or out of left field, you should call and tell me. But I don't know. The musicians did a great job. It's just a moment. I realize now that I should have probably like played music related to the halftime show. But I went in a really different direction with this hour. I have like one song left, so that's not gonna happen now. Let me see. I'm also, oh man. Sometimes my girlfriend texts me during the radio show to like weigh in, and I was like, maybe I'm gonna get like a little two-way conversation, like a conversation here about this. And instead she just texted me with, ha. So, you know. Yeah, that is how I felt watching the Super Bowl too. What else? I need to pick out one more song. I really lost the thread though. I lost the thread big time. Let me see. I'm gonna pretend that this is people's favorite part of my radio shows, is me just kind of sitting here thinking to myself about what I want to listen to. Tomorrow I will be on the FM with Mac, the proper host of that show. We will talk a lot. We might play like two or three songs. What we usually do is play like two or three songs and the rest is us talking. So if you don't want that, don't listen. But I think you guys should listen. What else is going on? Oh, there's a lot of shows on WMFO this semester. I don't know if you guys have noticed. We're like almost solidly booked from like 7 a.m. to 2 a.m. every night. Except for there are weird like slots where you'd think that somebody would have been free. Like there's like a Thursday 10 a.m. free and like a Thursday noon. Oh, I'm getting a call. Yes. Yes. Okay. This is the part where I have to figure out the phone. All right, hello, Epiphany. have you been through radio training yet? Everybody, my girlfriend is getting her own radio show over at Barnard, a little Ivy League radio moment.
I am. I haven't gotten radio training because it's not real radio, so we actually can swear.
Okay.
On the show, but they like prefer us not to.
They prefer you. You're at a whole Ivy League and they can't, what, like, install a radio tower. That's messed up.
Yeah. Well, I think they did this so that we could swear and, like, play music. Like, explicit music.
Playing explicit music is a moment. It is something that I crave.
Yeah.
But you can play explicit music between, like, 10 p.m. and, like, 5 a.m. here.
True. So true.
Sometime when you visit, I should get like a 1 a.m. slot.
And we can my God! Loose. Can I say that? Can I use the worst name in vain on the radio?
Use what?
I just said, "Oh my God!" And I asked if I could use the Lord's name in vain on the radio.
You can use the Lord's name in vain, as long as your parents aren't listening. You can use the Lord's name in vain on the radio.
As long as my mom's not listening.
As long as your mom's not listening.
I just wanted to say happy Valentine's Day, and I love you.
Stop.
can.
What if, oh, I just realized, I wish I had the budget for this. I should have, like, ordered, like, a singing telegram to you, and you'd have been like, that was so funny. But then ordered, like, three more, so that, like, your whole day, as you're trying to go about your day, you kept getting interrupted by singing telegrams.
Wait, that's genius.
Oh, that would have been such
now
a good...
I'm expecting nothing less.
Loving prank. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I will never forgive you for not giving me singing telegrams, bombarding me.
It feels like a bucket list item to receive a singing telegram. Because,
I agree.
Because I don't believe that they're real.
Like, it reminds me of, like, you know, mermaids. You know how, like, those kids go through mermaid training to become, like, mermaids?
Yes.
Like, it gives me the same vibes as that. Like, I bet singing telegrams take it really seriously.
Yeah, I think, like, high schools and colleges actually will have singing telegrams sometimes. It's fun. Like, I think my high school, like, theater or, like, high school choir did a fundraiser, a singing telegram fundraiser once.
Yeah, the acapella groups do that.
Oh, don't tell me that. Hold on, let me get on the phone with your... Let me get on the phone with your college acapella groups right now.
The Kingsmen.
The Kingsmen.
But they'll, like, go up to the people they're interested in and sing to them, which is, like, abhorrent.
That's terrible, actually. The whole point is it's supposed, like, to be, like, a layer of, like, not protection, like, a degree of separation. Like, it's a serenade without having to personally serenade somebody.
I know.
But if you're just serenading somebody you don't know that well, then that's just weird.
Right. That's, I agree.
I know that we hate money here. I know that in this house we hate money, but that is a great thing about money, is that you can, like things can become so much more acceptable if you're receiving money to do them.
Yes.
Like, it's okay to ambush somebody and sing for them if you're getting paid.
Yes. I feel like that's a commentary. You could say something about that.
I don't want to. I don't really want to.
Not.
I don't really want to. But I hear you.
I should have, like, ordered you flowers or something.
I did think about ordering you flowers, and then I remembered that you live in Manhattan. And yeah. I can't afford that on Valentine's Day. That was just not going to happen.
So true.
I did think about it, and then I stopped thinking about it. I'm sorry.
But it's okay. You know, it's fine. I get it. Manhattan does something.
It's expensive there.
It's not cheap here.
It's not cheap there.
I love you.
But I did book travel to see you.
You did. I'm really excited.
With all my money I saved on
flowers. I need to send you the Airbnbs I found.
Yes. Did you not like the one I picked out?
Well, you didn't send a link. You just sent an address.
Oh. Well, the gist
is... I just knew the area, but I, like, didn't know what it was.
The gist is that it's in somebody's house, as are many Airbnbs.
Right.
It's at the address that I sent. And after cleaning fees and everything, it was $97.
That's pretty great.
Which is great, because I found one that was 65. I found one that was 65, and then I opened it up, and it was like, oh, yeah, $65 a night, but the cleaning fee is $100.
Wait, cleaning fees are always, like, $50 plus.
But except for this place had a $20 cleaning fee. It was $80 with a $20 cleaning fee. So I went with it.
I guess if you're not hiring out.
Right. And I... Right. And I also need a really good cancellation policy for pandemic reasons.
Right.
So... Yeah.
I'm really excited for you to be in New York again.
Me too. I'm excited. I'm, like, still really nervous about seeing Adult Mom with you. Their music is so sad.
Okay, but maybe there'll be, like, some magic to us there together. Like, I feel like it would be more dangerous if either of us were there alone.
Yeah, well, it'd be really dangerous if, like, it to be there alone, because that would be soul-crushing, actually.
Yes.
Like, whichever friend I got to go with me would have had just, like, the worst night of their whole entire life. I would have been...
Yeah, that's why I feel like us going together will make it, like, I feel like there's strength in numbers.
It's like going to war together. Like, it's going to bond us.
This is going to be, like, a big moment for us.
It's like when couples go to IKEA together.
They're singing from Driver, right? Like, they're going to be singing Driver.
I would have to hope so.
It's going to be crazy. I can't wait.
Okay, my show is ending in 10 seconds. Wait. I'm out of time.
I know, but real quick, Sir Baby Girl will be there, which will make things, I feel like.
It will make things better.
Okay, I love you.
This has been Worst Boys Guild. Okay.